The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling with more on last week's commentary about political correctness.
Moving along, political correctness has fostered a nation of wimps and victims. People do not take responsibility for their behavior. It's much easier to let someone else or the government bail them out. How about the elderly woman who held her cup of hot coffee between her thighs while driving, scalded her legs, then took McDonald's to court, sued for damages, and won? Also, the lifelong smoker who developed lung cancer, blamed and then sued the tobacco company, and was awarded millions. Victimhood has become a lucrative art. Now, greedy, unethical lawyers are initiating frivolous lawsuits, all with the help of politically correct juries, and especially condoned by politically correct judges who lack the backbone to rule rationally. Liberal and extreme judges must take responsibility for enabling our judicial system to become political and grossly unfair. These extreme judges and lawyers are surely in the minority, but it only takes a few rotten apples to ruin the entire barrel. One could go on and on about the abuses and havoc generated by political correctness. It's really tiresome that these PC lefties are always offended. Now the word Christmas no longer can be mentioned in the public school system. Can't say God either, and the Ten Commandments are banned from all schools and all public buildings. Our national moral fiber is wearing very thin. In a subsequent commentary, we will discuss more about the excesses perpetrated by political correctness and finish with the full text of the amazing Bill of No Rights. Stay tuned for KSCO. This is Kay's Whirling.